The 42nd Karlovy Vary International Film Festival came to a close on Saturday night with a glitzy ceremony at the town's Termal Hotel. The festival's prize, the Crystal Globe, was presented to a number of directors and actors, and to US star Danny DeVito, who got a prize for outstanding contribution to world cinema. Ian Willoughby was at Karlovy Vary last week, but is now safe back here in Prague. Ian, what were the winning films at this year's Karlovy Vary Festival?
Well, Rob, the main award at Karlovy Vary, the biggest Crystal Globe, so to speak, is for Best Film, and that went to an Icelandic picture called Jar City. And that was an unusual winner in one sense, because it was a thriller or a kind of whodunit, and that genre rarely figures among the winners at Karlovy Vary. That was made by a director called Baltasar Kormákur, if I'm saying it right. And after he received his prize, he thanked the jury for their good taste. But I guess more seriously, he also said that last year in Iceland, they made four films and three of them were shown at Karlovy Vary this year, which he said was simply great.
Indeed. What about the other categories then?
Best Direction went to Bird Brin. Excuse my pronunciation again. He's a Norwegian director. His film was The Art of Negative Thinking, which takes a rather dark look at the lives of people who are physically handicapped. The Best Actor Award went to Sergei Puskepalis. He was in the Russian film Simple Things. And the Best Actress was Elvira Minguez. And she starred in the Argentinian film Pudor.
Right, but it was, of course, a Czech film in the main competition. I understand it was Empties, and that also received a couple of prizes.
That's right, Rob. The writer and star of Empties, Zdeněk Sfjerák, he won the award for Best Screenplay, and the film also got a special mention from the main jury at Karlovy Vary, or the Grand Jury, as it's grandly called. Also in the category documentaries of over 30 minutes long, that was won by a Czech film called Ztracená dovolená, or Lost Holiday. It was directed by a young woman called Lucia Králová, and it's a rather unusual film. It's about a suitcase found full of pictures of Chinese tourists, and the director then, with her team, sets out to try to find the people in the photos. So that's quite an unusual picture.
Indeed, sounds interesting. The main star of the show was Danny DeVito.
He was indeed. He received a Crystal Globe for outstanding artistic contribution to world cinema. And actually, they showed a short film about DeVito before he got the award, and that was a good reminder that not only is he a star, an acting star of such films as Twins, but also a director. For example, he made Throw Mama from the Train, and what I didn't know, he's also a producer. He's one of the producers of Pulp Fiction, which I had never heard or knew about, the Tarantino film Pulp Fiction. Obviously, Danny DeVito, short man, but big personality. He received a great reception from the audience. He seemed even rather moved. And he told one story about working with Miloš Forman, who he described as a good friend, in the making of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Unfortunately, the story involves a word, a Czech word that's a bit rude for Radio Prague, but it was very funny.
Right, we'd best leave it there then. Ian Willoughby, thank you very much.